When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, Wacky Wednesday, if there ever was one. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, the old school crew. Going to try to dive into this UNLV running Rebels. Not the basketball team, because I always think that they threw the game against Duke. But I guess collective NIL troubles. But we are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th in Maple up there in the O. With that being said, we got a good amount of time here, and we'll probably have to dive into this pretty deep just because of the what is that game that was at Chuck E. Cheese when the groundhogs would come up? Well, you know what I remember?
Oh, whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. So the UNLV quarterback is essentially the electricity behind whack-a-mole, because I think this, you will start to hear a lot more stories of some groundhogs or some stories coming up out of the ground of, you know, bills not being paid, promises not being fulfilled, distinctive memory issues of either the player, coach, or the collective, or all the above, maybe parents. Included, if there's some conversation that was had while, you know, said, you know, male or female is on a visit. I think it was on the tip of the iceberg with Florida, which was totally classless. Then obviously the young man was, he filed a lawsuit to go back and try to get some money. But now when you have somebody, I think it hits a little bit more DP when it's during the season. It's the first time in a long time UNLV's been ranked. You're led by a quarterback, so that's the first person they're generally always interviewing on the news down there. And he politely just said, you know what? Hey, I studied business at Holy Cross, and holy moly, you forgot to pay me my 100 grand. And you know why I'm laughing about the 100 grand? About the story you told me about the 100 grand when I called you. I won't name any names, obviously, because I'm not going to put your business out there. Because I literally was laughing when you told me the story. When when you filled out the application, he must have, the said person glossed over. It's all, I got to change the heart when I see. I don't mean to laugh at you, because listen, I'd be hot. You better than me, because I would be scorching hot. This isn't it. But 100 grand stand came up a little bit light. And the quarterback says, well, I'm out. I mean, I could ask you 15 questions. What would you have done in his situation? What do you feel about the situation? What do you feel about it as the head coach? Because the head coach is like, I have no memory. The assistant coach is not talking. His agent has clear memory. There's various stories. Everybody's, you know, CYA. So you can start anywhere, just because this it's a huge story, and then I bet you by Friday it's going to be even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the most stunning thing of it about it for me is that it's UNLV, because I would have thought that if there was any program
that had
figured out how to handle and manipulate and maneuver within this space,
yeah,
that it would be UNLV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go get them some poker chips.
Literally, that yeah. there are 100 ways for deals to be done in Las Vegas at the only football program of note.
And it's so close to the strip.
Right? Well, we know who the boosters are. We know who, literally, an entire city that rallied to get the Super Bowl, the Sphere,
the Raiders, the
UFC,
the Aces, hockey, everything. Baseball's
that
coming.
Rallied that there's no amount of money. The city that prints money.
Yeah.
We think it used more. To be D.C. It's not Vegas. Like yeah. We know in full. I mean, D.C. does its own. And it's a different kind of printing of money. To tell me that you don't have things in order. Remember in electronic, this day and age, that is. Everything's digital. Everything is digital. There are no secrets. There are no secrets. So all of the texts, all of the emails, all of the Snapchats,
right?
They're all recorded. So what we know about young people is if you do this sort of thing, they're going to snap, yeah. record,
yeah.
share. Okay, fine. If you're the coach, you have to set parameters in play for how this is done.
Yeah, the head coach.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're watching. You're watching. Now, this didn't happen yesterday. This conversation has been going on for a minute.
It's been going on, I bet right? you, for a long time.
And then to tell me we've been having this silly discussion that there has to be a bridge between the university, the football program, the boosters, and then the actual student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
When it's, listen, we've always had a bridge. You've always been able to connect the dots.
Yeah.
We understand there is not a Power Five program in the country where the coach doesn't have a say-so over who shows up in his locker room. There's zero chance you get a room, a class schedule, a jersey, meals, travel on the plane without the coach knowing everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And whatever the coach doesn't know, the coach has ignored on purpose. Plausible deniability. But also because it's a thing he doesn't want to deal with.
Yeah. But they got to have somebody on the staff or in the collective or whatever they have. Like, I
remember all the conversation we had about GMs? We've yeah. been talking about
yeah.
the new business of college athletics sure. is having a GM in the program. Hey, man, guess what? You first.
Yeah.
You first. Every single one. Everybody wants all the perks and all the connections and all the access, and nobody wants the responsibility. Yeah. And listen, this isn't even new. You think this is the first?
Oh, no, it's not the first one.
It's not the first.
It won't be the last. I think it's bigger in magnitude because he actually, there's a face, there's a voice, there's a player that has led the team to prominence compared to where they were before.
They've never been where they are now.
And he's led them.
Yep.
And then he said, you know what? I'm out. It just finds it, whether it's Las Vegas, UNLV,
uh-huh.
like as a collective, I don't know who the collective person, their GM is, but it finds, you're trying to tell me if you, okay, they got 10 casinos
uh-huh.
at least. I mean, they got millions in Vegas. We uh-huh. were there. You're trying to tell me you couldn't go around and it's easier said than done and get $10,000 for, I mean, I'm sure
you know. Where's the coach live?
The head coach?
Yeah. Think they live in the house?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, they live in a penthouse.
Well, I'm just saying, as a collective, if I'm running a collective and I need to find ways to
okay.
pay my bills, I'm saying that they make millions. Right now, millions. They're making and today
a day.
Right.
A day.
That love UNLV sports in general.
A day.
And the fact that they're ranked. Now, I wonder, I mean, I'd like more clarity. Have you not received a payment?
You receive okay.
No, I'm just saying because if you're waiting for the whole like your whole collective at the end of the year needs to be, let's just say 500,000 or just a million.
Oof.
No, I mean no, I'm just saying right, well, okay, right. and he's obviously 10% of that, right? And say you have received payments, maybe not to your liking,
mm-hmm.
but it's I guess the quote unquote IOU. Then I look a little bit more at the player. Did you pull the plug quickly? I have a feeling that multiple payments haven't been made.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what, for him to take this stance.
Or the payment. The next payment wasn't made.
Well, if it's only, okay, well, here's where I have a problem. So say like he transferred and got there in January.
Yep.
And I don't know, let's just say it's $120,000 just because it's, you know, per month, $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
So if you're at, if you've already made 80.
More likely.
Well, because if it's $10,000 a month, I'm assuming like you're already at 8. If they're only behind one payment and you've collected 8 months of payments, well, then that's shame on you. I have a feeling I feel like this dude ain't got nothing.
I have a sneaky suspicion.
Right.
That not only has he received a portion of it.
He has.
Yes.
Okay.
But that he's been promised other.
On top of the 100.
On top of that, because, hey, if you're willing to make sacrifices for me, I'll hook you up later. I'll take care of you later on. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Listen, if you sacrifice, right? Stay out of the casinos. Stay out of the clubs. Do everything right. I need for you to be uncomfortable in leading these dudes in a different kind of way that they've never been led before. And you take some of the burden off the head coach and the offensive coordinator by doing things that haven't been done in a program ever. You have people talking about UNLV football in a way that they haven't talked about it ever. I'm an old Mountain West Conference guy. Let me tell you, that ain't it. So then you say, we made promises. Well, listen, I followed what you asked me to do. I was loyal to you.
You're talking about the player.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Player saying, I did what you asked. Mm. I was loyal to you. Look, man, I lost some friends because of this thing. Because I got people in ways that they weren't used to being got before. Right? Sure. I'm keeping the boundary in place. I'm the yard dog.
Yeah.
It's my job now. Right?
Right.
And then you find out that Knucklehead 1 and Knucklehead 2 got paid.
Oh, and last month. That was my second point.
Wait a minute. How are you taking care of the problem kids before you take care of your star? Well, coaches have reasons for doing that, because guess what? I can't win it by myself. Can't win it alone. A little bit. I need for you to take another one for the team. We're in a good place. Nobody will accept being wrong, and nobody will accept fault. It is just the business that you're doing currently. Now, you're not doing the best business, because the easy way, as you would say, is in Las Vegas. If this was Lincoln, Nebraska, it's a different conversation, only because of the checks and balances that exist for Lincoln, Nebraska, that don't exist in Las Vegas. But it's the same money, because Nebraska has its own check writers who connect and commit and follow up any promise made by anybody in the football program about the football program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can't get a commitment, high-level commitment, without somebody committing to write the check. Why? Bad business is, word on the street is that UNLV doesn't pay its bills. Same for Nebraska, same for Oklahoma, same for Florida, same for Florida State. You're hearing all the stories. The easy thing is get a GM who is the end-all, be-all for these discussions. Hey, check writers, you sign a bill. a bill of goods. It goes in trust, and we don't have to worry about it anymore. You don't commit money you don't have.
Yeah. I mean,
it's... player representatives and parents. Guess what? You send us, here's the digital agreement on what we agreed to, so that there's never a question. Yeah. Never a question.
Yeah,
mom agent, and dad, or, yeah. Listen, because if you're getting a commitment, hey, you want to recruit an NIL, you know, 16, 17-year-olds, guess what you're going to have to do now? Parents have to be included. Legal responsibility, legal accountants have to be included. Okay, fine. Get you some digital confirmation on either side. Then the university, because the athletic department is beholden to the football program and vice versa.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's, you know, look, we appreciate the text here. Keep texting. I want to hear your guys' answers or what your thoughts on how it's been handled on both sides or every side. There's like 10 of them. But we got some texts in here. 5637 since Lucas Camp saying UNLV paid what they said, but his value is increased. Timmy V says numbers he's heard was that he's gotten 3,000 of the 100,000. That's kind of more along what I'm thinking based on what he
what both sides will confirm is that he has been paid $3,000. UNLV is saying it was $3,000 once for a public appearance that he made, and Slukas Camp is saying he got $3,000 for moving expenses. They agree on that, and they agree that there was no signed formal contract.
So
that's all they agree on.
So,
right now.
So let me. There are several tentacles that I'm connected to UNLV and the process, the actual process, athletic director, student athletes, parents, coaches, and knowing how those four have to work. There has to be in every agreement a meeting place for all of these details. Jay Foreman can't send Austin Norman to UNLV and say they're going to give you $3,000 a month. Just show up. And you get there, and there's an apartment, condo, gear, class, all those things, right? Grants being written up on your behalf, loans being procured on your behalf, because all these NIL deals are actually loans. It's not really cash on hand. It's loans protected on a trust. But, hey, that's a different conversation. Everybody agreed to this thing in some way, shape, or form. They will go back to the original, the deal before that young man headed to UNLV. Whatever that number is about to be in the newspaper tomorrow in Las Vegas. And then you got to answer some questions, because then you got to say, first of all, young dude, mom, dad, why are you sending your baby on a promise to UNLV with no money?
Well, I mean, it's, you usually start paying them when they get here. I mean, if it's the moving expenses or whatever, then I mean, that's understandable. So that lets me know he hasn't gotten any money. That's all right there. First of all, that's all they agreed upon. So that lets me know that dude ain't got no money. He hasn't been paid, because $3,000 for an appearance or $3,000 is probably like, okay, you do this appearance for us, this will pay for your moving expenses. Okay, well, if you told me how you're going to pay me $100,000, where the hell is $100,000?
You're starting quarterback.
Well, I don't care who it is. If you say you're going to pay him $100,000, that's not adding up.
In Division I football program.
But a starting quarterback. But it doesn't matter where it's at. He came from Holy Cross, which essentially you left just having a cheeseburger as your NIL. Now you get $100,000. You chose this dude. I don't care what position you played. If the UNLV had been above board, they would have came out and said, well, we've paid him $60,000 up to this point. And then everybody would turn to him and say, you're a bad teammate. You need to be in there and finish it out, because you have plenty of time to make up the other $100,000. You up here telling me that you could tell me that that's all you've given him? Now, I'm assuming this $100,000, the number didn't come out anywhere. So. But if it, you know, it's just not a good look for, first of all, it's not a good look for college football. It's not a good look for an NCAA. I know none of them really care, but ultimately it's not the first, it's not the last. It's actually the most recent that has a face, that has a voice, and has a team that is losing their best player. You got to think the two most famous players ever to play at UNLV is Randall Cunningham and Suge Knight, for two different reasons. Randall Cunningham, because he was flat out before his time, cold-blooded. Suge Knight, enough said. Doesn't matter who's came after that. So now you have this dude that's taking them to places that they've never been before and is out there playing, and it's three games in, and he's like, hey, look, you know, his parents are like, hey, if you, I haven't gotten a check. If you got a check, check your bank account. You're 3 weeks in, and I'm almost willing to bet, DP, and it was, and I'll say this before we go to break, is that their conversations that have been had, I'll get you next week. It's coming. Well, you do that, and I'm sure he's been there for quite some time. You know, and I'm not just, this is all assumption. But it's not a, there's nobody, there's no positive out of this. But I'm assuming if he's been there for some time and stuff is like came up short, well, then that's where you get frustrated. And so the next part, DP, and here Aaron says their previous, their leading rusher from the previous game is also leaving. So this lets me know that like they've been, they made a lot of promises to get you there. This is this old, this old AAU thing with a lot of these coaches that I coach against. They'll play, promise playing time, get you there, and the dude be sitting on the bench. He'd be on the bench watching the game just like me on the other team, though. And then you're sitting there with your lip poked out. Now, this is money here. So this is more, this is serious. Is your career, your life, and everything. This is not going to end well for UNLV. I do not understand. And also, I want you to think about DP and Austin. What if a school assumed or thought they had a commitment from said donor for just, say, quarterbacks? And say originally it was, say, like for the whole room, 200,000. Well, then say he decides, like, I only can give 100. You can still go back and say, look, dude, we're a little short right now. We can, you know, you got to work with us. I doubt that conversation has been had.
Well, but this is where this, again, this is the business model. That through NIL, the original idea behind NIL was that you would do something for it and that the money would come from a different place. Mm-hmm. Now, let's give a, let me give you a what if. Said, let's say there's a gas station in Las Vegas that says, you know what? I'm going to put up $100,000 to the football program. Here's what I want back from it. Here's what I want from it. And if you deliver those things, you get the $100,000. Mm-hmm. You set terms for it. You set timetable for it, et cetera. The program then says, I now have $100,000 in trust because I've got a letter of credit. I've got a letter of agreement. Those are the things. Now, if the football program wasn't smart enough to secure that $100,000. Bad business leads to bad business, and then you got to chase. But if you secure that and you get your deposit, now you're protected. And that's how, that's to but understand that there are a lot of people. But
doesn't that money come from the collective, though? Wouldn't that be the collective that would be securing that money or have that money in their kitty?
That's a different pool of money.
Well, I mean, this is...
That's a different pool of money. So imagine that somebody wants a billboard with Husker football on it. Like, they want to be on a billboard with Husker football, right? And again, we can use a gas station for the sake of the conversation.
Yeah.
The gas station knows that it gets more value and more bang for the buck if it his if their deal is with Nebraska football rather than a Nebraska football player. Why take one player if I can get 150?
Yeah.
Because 150 will cover a whole lot more events than the one.
Yeah.
Bang for the buck. If you decide to go with the one player, said player could get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What business that has that sort of access and resource is going to make the deal that could put them liable to this kid who can't produce for you?
Yeah. I mean, that's on the collect. I mean, I guess I just go back to, and, you know, we'll go to a break and think about it, but I think it's, this is more on the collective. Yeah, the, you know, athletic department or football team or whatever, but I think it's more of the collective. Like, there obviously, somebody can, it probably needs to be, somebody, there's people that need to be fired.
Do we need
to be Eric Mays?
Do we not understand?
You know what Eric Mays is?
Yeah.
He says, why aren't you fired? Right. You ain't cut the grass. Why?
What? Jay, right? Like, you asked the question that.
Why aren't you fired? I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, dude, you, who made the, who, where did $100,000 come from? That's what I, that, if I'm the head coach, where did it come from?
Here's Jay, here's the fighting foreman of AAU basketball. Right?
Yeah.
And somebody comes to you and says, Jay, I got $50,000 if you will take this kid on your team and pay. Or they say, hey, Jay, if you're going to play Timmy 50% of the games, 50% of the minutes, I'll throw you an additional $25,000. Who has the final say so in that? You?
Well, if I'm the coach, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's a little different, though.
Right.
I mean, it's more or less the organization's coming down and saying it. Now, I will tell you, I'm not going to put nobody on Front Street when it comes.
We should sometimes.
Now, when it comes to this AAU stuff.
Right. There's an
overseer. I won't say any names, but yeah. And it's nationwide places, though, too.
Right.
And now, I do know that I did do a little digging. I know you guys be up there making sure your teams get the right calls and stuff. People be on the take.
We know officials in the bag. We know parents are in the bag. Uncles are in the bag.
Oh, yeah. They play in cats.
But we understand all of it. All of this is... I've had
players shake me down before.
All of this is going to... Right? All that's going to happen now is that the roaches are going to show up in the daytime.
Well, here's the thing.
Normally, you can hide them until... You know, because when it's dark, everybody's sleeping.
If you watch enough TikTok, there's people across the world that do eat roaches.
Showing all of
Scrum diddlyumptious. They put right now just playing. Showing anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, come back. We're gonna dive some more into this, man, because we got an article to kind of look through. Got plenty of texts. We appreciate you guys texting in because this is a hot issue. And it's not gonna end well. It is, hey, nobody's sleeping in Vegas, and it's not because they're gambling or hustling. But anyways, we're gonna hustle to break and be right back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.